If they'd like to do it like Allie and I want to do it, I think we can get her done, but we might lose a lot of guys, and I know they lose a lot of Vietnamese, particularly up north. But maybe that's not the way it's done. I don't know. The world's changing. We seem to have been trapped into this dilemma. I don't know whether trapped. We walked into it wide open, but the circumstances were a little bit different when we came in. However, it has mired down into something that is an almost unfathomable thing to figure out. And that's why Kennedy's here. That's why the dissension is in the United States as strong as it is. But this dissension will bring conclusions one way or the other. Everybody agrees we can't back out of this thing, and no one wants to. But for an out-and-out solution, I don't think any of us here on the job could come up with it. We're working as the policy sets now, and they want it to go, trying to pacify areas enough to let people who are refugees in my field go back to where they belong and earn a living and live and have their own government. We're trying to kill the Kong, and that's being done every day. We've had some very good victories right here around my little old bailiwick. The other night we knocked off 114 out here and never lost one of our guys, and we feel pretty proud about it. This was one of the things that the Kennedy outfit was looking at, and I'll talk to you about it in just a minute. When I was mentioned about what Al and I would like to do, Al wrote me a Christmas card, you know, and on it he says, Carly, the light on the tower at the Capitol here in Washington is still burning brightly. He says, keep it that way for us, will you? Every once in a while, those cousins of mine who are not very emotionally expressive let slip something like that gives the secret of their hidden meanings and ideas and standards and ideals. So that's why I'm always proud of them and proud to be part of them. And I'm also proud to be friends and neighbors with people like Nan and Moss and the rest of the folks that we love and think about, John Wagner and Lee and their family. And maybe I can even relinquish now, as I'm in this mellow mood, and consider my uncles up north, the Johnsons, and might even slip in old Gene Williams. Don't tell him I said so, and don't let him listen to this tape. Speaking of Nan and Moss, they, in their card to me, they had written and asked if there was anything their church could do here. I don't know what their meaning was. I have a missionary friend, a young fellow who belongs to a certain world church organization. He's here by himself. He builds churches in this province and up in the mountains, and he always needs money. He needs right now, he's trying to build a church out here. A couple of old farmer boys have given him an acre of land, and he has a nice parish and a good preacher, and he had some money saved to start the church, and somebody stole it. He needs about $2,000 to build a church. I told him if I had an opportunity and was able to talk to anybody, I'd tell them that I knew a good place for their money to be spent. We can always use clothes. We can always use old clothes are best because you can give them to kids. There's so many of them, though. It would take millions of tons of this stuff to pass out. These people are usually farmers here who wear black clothing, and they can all make their own. They like black sateen and black cotton cloth. Dresses, little frilly, girly dresses are not too suitable. Rain clothes are good. They go barefoot most of the time. The things they need are really simple things, and I wouldn't know what to tell Moss. Money, of course, can be used in organizations that work with them and preach the Christian concept to them. And if someone wanted to contribute, I think money would be the best thing to contribute. I thought maybe Elvira and her church might want to contribute some money, but she didn't mention it in her last letter. I didn't mean to intimidate her in any way, but I did suggest that these people had nothing out here to work on. And I don't know, church sects and denominations have their own ministers and missionaries, and sometimes they don't like to get involved with others when they can give it to their own. But I got a good use for money if somebody wants to send some to me. The same kind of use for the money as I gave those dolls out and sent the pictures back. I never heard anything about that. What did the girls say about their little gifts to the little girls here in this country? Well, I better tell you about Ted Kennedy before this tape runs out. He came out here yesterday, and we had him all day here in our province. I met him at a Kaudai camp, a big refugee camp where we have some 12,000 refugees. And I conducted him through the camp and talked to him about a half an hour. And he asked me about what the refugee situation was like. And I was very optimistic. And after he found out how optimistic I was, he wasn't too much concerned about talking to me. But after lunch, one of the men with him, a Mr. Prettyman, who's a lawyer in Washington, works for him, asked me to take him out to a camp and where he wanted to go and take some pictures, and I did that. And it wasn't quite protocol. I don't know what's going to happen because of it, but this is not supposed to go any further than your living room either, honey. But we'll see how the Kennedy outfit tries to shoot down this business we're doing here in the refugee area. They were looking for things that against our efforts, something like our bombing and killing and maiming indiscriminately. Well, we don't do that. In any war, people get hurt if they're not get out of the way, and that's why we've got refugees. We clear them out of certain areas so that they won't get hurt. But we're trying to get the refugees back. We've got to get the VC out of here first, and we're doing that as fast as we can. This tape looks like it's getting real short, and I've got a dozen tapes. I might as well just write them all and send them to you. But anyway, I want you to know that I sure love you and that I'm feeling real happy and everything is fine, and I appreciate the packages you sent, and I'll write you right away. Here it goes. So